Danny Gokey here on WJTL New Day. We have a question about Danny Gokey on 2 Cent Tuesday, and we are giving you an opportunity to tell us all that you think about the music on WJTL. All you got to do, hop onto our Facebook and Instagram stories and give us your 2 cents. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It is 7:20. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, weather-wise today, looking partly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, seeing patchy fog and a low of 64. And your winning Wednesday, seeing showers and possible thunderstorms, high of 85. Right now, 63 degrees here in Manheim.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friend Melissa Schmidt. She's an assistant campus director at Inheritance Bible Institute. Melissa, good morning once again.
Good morning, everyone.
It's so good to have you here. So for those who weren't able to hear, tell us the connection between New Covenant Church of Palmyra and Inheritance Bible Institute.
Okay, so New Covenant Church of Palmyra is the church that I attend, and the pastors there have had a heart to train up people in the community and all over the world to just have a deep understanding of the Word of God and be confident in it and what they know. And so they wanted to start a Bible school, and they have a vision for it. And so this past year, that vision came to life through Inheritance Bible Institute, which is an accredited Bible college that you can earn your degree through. And it's really awesome.
That's fantastic. So is Inheritance Bible Institute its own university, or is it sort of like a satellite campus of another institution?
Right. So good question. So it's like a branch campus. Because it's accredited, we get our accreditation through a university called Life Christian University.
Very cool.
So when you're on our website, right, newcovenantpa.org, and you go to the Inheritance Bible Institute tab, if you want to apply and like join our Bible college, it's going to take you to Life Christian University, because that's how we do like the application process.
Gotcha.
You get accepted, and once you're a student for life. So even if you like you want to take a break or something like that, or like life happens and you're like, hey, I can't take class this month, I'll hop in next month for a different class, like that's an option, because once you are accepted, then you're in. So that's a really cool feature and everything like that. So that's how we're accredited, and then you come to our Inheritance Bible Institute, like our campus that we have physically in Palmyra.
Very cool. I love how it's formatted to people who might have full-time jobs. It's very schedule-friendly, and we'll talk about that. What degrees does Inheritance Bible Institute offer? Is it just bachelor's degree, or does it go beyond that as well?
It goes beyond that. You can get anywhere from your like associate's or diploma, like if you go for a year, 2 years, or you can get your bachelor's after 4 years. You can do your master's, your doctorate.
Wow.
It's mostly focused on theology, but there are a couple other different options of like, you know, a Christian counselor or music, and like there's different programs and things like that.
Very
that you
cool.
can do that are options.
What does the schedule look like? What days do you meet? What times? What does that look like?
Okay, so we have two different programs that are happening. So they happen on two different days of the week. So our second program meets on Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night. And then our, did I say first year or second year?
First year.
First year.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then first year meets on Fridays.
Okay.
So we have two different dates. So depending upon which program you're doing, if you're first year, it's on Friday. If you're second year, it's on Thursday.
Very
so
cool.
So both from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night. So it's just a 3-hour commitment, 1 day a week.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, very doable for those who maybe work the typical 9 to 5. They
exactly.
could still do this, and that's not too much of an effect. It looks like time isn't really a constraint, and neither is distance. Is online schooling an option this year?
Yes. So that's something that we just started that's like brand new for this year. So
wow.
we have an option where, say, you can't make the drive to in person, or it just doesn't work for your schedule. You know, maybe you live like over an hour away and you still want to go or get the information, but that drive makes it tough, especially if you end class at 9 o'clock at night and then you got to drive home, right? So we have an option that we can do it online, and it's distance learning. So you could still, you know, if you want to get your degree, write the papers, you would hear the recordings. Like, we have a platform you can ask questions and all of that sort of stuff, and you can still get your degree and everything.
That's amazing. Melissa, explain your role at IBI. What does that look like?
Oh, I do lots of different things. So this upcoming year, I will be like an associate professor, where if our main professors are, you know, doing missions or around the holidays, schedule changes, like I'll be able to jump in and teach any of the classes. I'm also the assistant campus director, so I help a lot with like enrollment and finances and payment and like a lot of those things like behind the scenes. We will have orientation that should be starting in a couple of weeks for like the new people who are enrolling, so I'll help get like that set up. And we have like a team of people who kind of work behind the scenes and different things like that. So that's a lot of what I do with this.
That's fantastic. Do you have any good testimonies of how you've seen God working through Inheritance Bible Institute?
Of course I do. All right. There are so many that I could share, but yeah. I definitely have at least like three that we can talk about. Number one, we have people who come from different churches to our Bible college, and they have all, after they've learned about like the ministry gifts and helps and like how the church operates, because that's some of the things that you learn in the Bible college is like the church government and kind of how the church operates. And so they have seen like the volunteer rate percentage in their churches like increase.
Oh, wow.
Right. As they learn about like, oh, this is how I can participate and like work together in my community and we can do this and we can do that. So that has been really cool. And they've been able to see results in like their own churches as they like go back and take what they've learned to like where they attend church. Then we have one of our students. She was on like oxygen for a little while, but as she was learning in our divine healing class about like God's will for healing and all sorts of different things, and also how to take her authority and like stand on the word of God. What does that look like? Like, she is no longer on oxygen.
Come
and
on.
She's able to like drive all the way to where we have our Bible college and everything. What? And you should just see like the smile on her face as she like is so happy to just like be alive and free of like all of that stuff that was restricting. Because if it's hard to breathe, like that affects everything you do in life.
Everything.
Right? Yeah. All your activities. And so she's completely healed of that. And it's just wonderful testimony. Then we have another person, as we've learned about like prosperity and like God's will for you in the Bible and like just the blessing of the Lord, like their finances have increased, their like books that they have written, like their sales have increased, like just every area of their life they have seen like increase as they learn like all that God has for them. And we can apply that in like so many different areas. And one of like my favorite classes was like the character of Christ. So you learn about, okay, what was Christ like? What did he look like? Like, what did he do? How did he operate as he walked here on the earth? And how can I do the same thing? And so we've seen a lot of different testimonies from that, just in people's personal lives of like friendships have increased or deepened, or, you know, as they like increase their character, like they're more dependable. So then they get promotions at their job or increases in salary because they are mirroring like Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I love that. And I know you could just go on and on with some testimonies.
Sure I could, yes.
If folks want to get involved with this, if our listeners want to learn more, where's a good spot to send them? Is there a good website that they can visit?
Yes. So our website is newcovenantpa.org. So they can go there. And if they have more questions, like, and they want to talk to somebody, they can call our church office at 717-838-2033.
And if they're attending in-person classes, this is at New Covenant Church of Palmyra. Is
yes.
that correct? And all the information on like directions and things like that, is that on the website as
yes,
well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very cool. Check it out online, newcovenantpa.org. You can check out all that Melissa and the team are doing at Inheritance Bible Institute. Melissa, thank you so much for coming in. This was so great.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. Blessings to you. As we dive back into the music with Phil Wickham, it really is Amazing Grace right here. FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.